Objections are being raised to the takeover of Constellation Energy by Chicago-based Exelon Corporation. They come from the Office of the People's Council, the agency that represents the interests of utility customers in Maryland. Joining us this morning to see what this could mean in the grand scheme of things is our friend Jay Hancock, business reporter from the Baltimore Sun. Hi, Jay.
Good morning, Bill.
Are these pro forma objections, or do they have some teeth to them?
Well, I would say they're somewhere in between. They're serious objections. They're substantive objections. There are reasons to worry that a combination of Exelon, which is based in Chicago and owns a lot of power plants in Pennsylvania, and Constellation Energy, which owns BGE and owns all the former BGE plants in Maryland, there are real concerns that that combination would give the companies power to manipulate and raise wholesale electricity prices in Maryland. What happens is when BGE buys electricity, it puts out a proposal, and all the independent power plants surrounding it are supposed to submit bids to supply BGE ratepayers with the cheapest price.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's economics 101. When the market is concentrated by one or two or three or four owners, it's you can drive up prices. It's antitrust concerns, and Constellation owns all the former BGE plants. BGE, as a practical matter, already buys huge amounts of its electricity from Constellation. Now Exelon wants to combine with this company. They've got a big nuclear power plant just over the border at Peach Bottom. And so the concerns of the People's Council of Maryland and the similar organization in Pennsylvania, I might add, are legitimate. Now, the next question is, will it make any difference in the merger?
Bingo.
You know, I wouldn't say pro forma, but they're protesting before federal regulators that don't have a history of showing much concern for these things. However, there's also the merger has to clear the state regulators, the Public Service Commission. And they have a history of being much more activist about this. And they also
have a history of kind of butting heads with Constellation over the last couple of years, too. They're not exactly bosom buddies these days.
Not exactly at all, nor is Constellation bosom buddies with Governor Martin O'Malley, although both sides kind of show signs of that they're making up. The PSC has been responsible for basically blocking two prior mergers involving Constellation Energy. And so I think they're going to take a look at this concern as well as many others. And if there's going to be any action in putting roadblocks in this on the grounds of potential monopoly power, it'll probably be the state regulators, not the federal regulators.
Speaking of which, roadblocks being thrown up to major projects, Maryland's controller Peter Franchot this week kind of threw one up in front of the State Center redevelopment project, which is the one that's supposed to drag the state office complex downtown kind of out of the 1960s?
Exactly. It's, it's maybe a mile from the harbor. Downtown landlords are against it because they're worried that it will negatively affect. They have all these vacancies downtown, and they're worried that a spiffy new subsidized center in Midtown will drag the air out of downtown. And there's a lot of controversy going back and forth. There's a lawsuit. This week, Comptroller Franchot, who many expect to run for governor the next time, came out against the project. He said he's afraid that it'll increase the state debt too much. He's concerned that the state is overpaying for space when it's a buyer's market in real estate. There's like 18-20% vacancy rates downtown.
Mm-hmm.
The idea is, why do we want to pay, basically $10 a square foot more for office space when there's all these bargains out there? State Center advocates say, look, those buildings are, past old. They need to be replaced. If we move the agencies elsewhere, including downtown, what happens to the neighborhood around the Meyerhoff Symphony Hall? That needs help. They want to build that back up, turn it into a really modern, transit-oriented development that'll revive Baltimore, put some buildings back on the tax rolls. Again, the question is, what difference will this objection make?
Mm-hmm.
Francho, the Board of Public Works has already approved the first stage of this project. Francho is one guy on the Board of Public Works. Nancy Kopp and Governor O'Malley are the others.